The Wake Up Song and the You Bastard Sight of the Day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
It's time for What Would Brady Do? And I have to say thanks to all the folks who sent me over Megadeth bassist videos. Brady jumped out of his seat and looked too. And hey, nothing to be ashamed of there, Ellison.
Yeah.
Nice average piece. Brady pointed out the volume was solid. Yeah, that's right. Brady over my shoulder watching a guy jerk off was like,
good volume. Looking forward to meeting you, Dave.
Solid volume. You've met him. He's been in here. Yeah, you've met him before. Right. More than once. He's coming in here and just popped his head in. I just don't think you know he's Megadeth's bassist. I think you just think he's a rock guy.
What is that, John Gordon's dad or something?
My man!
What's up,
my man?
Mr. JG, my man. He's a good dude, that guy right there. Whomever that was.
Anyway, so stop sending me those videos. I get it. And again, guy jerking off on the computer in a hotel room. It's not pretty. You know, that's the thing you got to think about with jerking off. Out of context, that's one of the ugliest activities the human body can do. It is not pretty to just have that pop up in the middle of a seminar or like, hey, guys, here's something I wanted to show you. Like, good Lord, that is unattractive. For some reason, at the time, you think you're sexy. You're not. It is not. It's awful to look at. But, you know, it's what we do. It's what people do. We're disgusting. And we run around with our pants off a lot of times and start tugging on ourselves and we want to show other people for some reason. I don't judge. I just giggle. Scott Haynes said, didn't Mustaine invite you to watch him shred? Didn't Ellefson ask you to watch him shred at 1.2? I've seen them both shred now. One on a guitar, and then Dave did the other thing.
I always knew he was a jerker. Hello, meat.
Anyway, so yeah, it's not pretty, but don't blame him. Don't look at it. Don't look at it in that context of you just sitting around having a cup of coffee and a Danish and see that video come up and go, of course this makes sense. It's never going to make sense unless it was directed to you. Those videos, like if I sent Brady a jerk-off video, the context is only good for one person on the planet. Everybody else will not understand it.
Yeah.
Dave.
Stop sending me the pics of your dork.
We're going on tour, man.
How's life at home?
Not good. The Megadeth show would be more interesting, though.
On video chat.
Yeah,
we're doing it on video chats if we can control Dave Ellefson.
Such a good guy. But you know what happens. We got to be on that. It's brought to you, this What Would Brady Do, by our friends at MMP Guns. They got it all. You want the guns? They got it. You want the ammo? They got it. Invest in lead. It's the highest, like the highest leap in value in the last 2 years has been lead. Faster than gold, faster than silver. It is just an astronomical jump, and a lot of these places are making you pay for the bullets. M&P Guns has got a system going. They got everything they need. They're trying to keep it all in stock at all times, and they're doing a hell of a job doing it. If you're interested in getting ammo for your gun and you don't want to pay exorbitant, crazy prices like what the internet's charging, which is insane right now. For 9mm, impossible to get. And through the
moon. I
think
that line is this morning. The 9mm line going on.
Is there
an MMP?
Is that today?
Every Monday.
Every morning. They get a new shipment in and people stand outside. Yeah. They try to get in there and grab it. They keep it to a minimum purchase per person so they can get as many people as much as they need. But man, the demand is high. And they're trying to not gouge you like everybody else is. They're good people. You can trust them, and they got everything you need. M&P Guns, 12th Street and Indian School. Easy peasy. And they got all sorts of stuff you can do in there. Ready, Brady?
Ready.
All right, here we go. It is time now for Brady to solve these issues. My son wants to be an MMA fighter, Brady, and let's just say this. He's dumb. And I'm not sure he wouldn't be a great fighter because he's not bright. He has no regard for his body. The boy has no sense at all. Once we talked him out of jumping off of a palm tree he'd scaled about 18 feet because he thought he could jump to another tree. Why, you ask? He saw it on the internet. He's the one the news talks about when they say, watch your kids, Tide Pod Challenge and other challenges are out there. He'll do them. So, as a parent, do I stop this like I have all the other stupid things or encourage this? What do you do about stupid things with a dumb kid, Ryan?
I'd absolutely give him into the MMA.
Get him in the octagon.
Because the
let alone the training, the disciplines that are involved.
Yeah, burn off some of that dummy energy.
Yeah, and he can actually find his focus doing a lot of that training. I mean, there's some good quality stuff happening
Absolutely.
For kids that age, and he's a perfect candidate for it.
The dopey kid is unafraid of getting hurt.
Yep.
They're the most frightening ones, guys that'll I know what video he saw with the palm tree jumping. And it's like Samoan people there, or
where
whatever.
He went back?
No, they'll leap over to another tree. And then that one guy does it where he just lassos the tree next to him. He's a tree trimmer. He must be 40 feet in
cuts
the air.
Cuts the top off of it.
He cuts the top off and then lassos the thing over. And I don't know how he gets to the next tree.
He rides the thing for like 5 minutes because he has to wait for a little while.
He kind of slingshots himself over to the other tree. This kid's – and look, you've got a strong, dumb kid if he can scale a palm tree 20 feet. Without any stuff.
If you get him to focus on that kind of stuff, and once he discovers that, it helps you go into other areas.
Go grab the base of a palm tree right now and try to climb 2 feet.
Yeah.
For the fear of sliding, hug a palm tree.
Hug it like they do and try and shimmy up.
Try to shimmy up. This kid tried it once and got to the 20-foot mark and had the confidence to say, I can leap to the other one. He belongs in the octagon. Get that kid some cauliflower ears and keep him out of trouble. Put him in the cage. Dear Brady, regarding dick pics and masturbation videos, you have to receive one of the following, then pick. A dick pic from Torp or a vag pic from Bunny?
Ugh.
I'll take the Torp dong.
It's closing. He's finishing. Just like what we watched. Good volume.
Oh.
That.
You watched the finish?
Well, there's nothing you can do. The video was already started.
Jeez.
Yeah, I think so. Still taking that.
I would too.
Yeah.
But then again, you might just, see Bunny's thing and go grab yourself some sandwich meat. It might make you hungry.
Nope.
Yeah.
A little Carl Buttig, some pastrami.
Oof-ta.
No?
I like the smoked chicken.
Well, maybe it does look like that too. Definitely probably smoked at her age. I'm guessing it is nice. It isn't as carnation colored as you would
Moving
like.
On. Made the decision.
But let's break it down a little bit. All right. Dear Brady, if I could, I would leave my wife. But I really don't want to stay. Leaving means I would be broke. And I mean cut off. My wife's well-off family is part of my life now. Her parents are about to kick off. We stand to make a ton of money. I know that's wrong. But, I mean, we're talking retired at 30 money. Both parents have terrible terminal illnesses that won't keep them around long. I know that sounds awful. I'm not unhappy to the point of misery, but I wouldn't be with her if it wasn't for this. We're compatible. Let's say that.
Huh? You're
not. Would you stay for the lifestyle or leave before the big payoff, Curtis?
Man.
Jeez.
Curtis, I think you need to figure out what – why? And, answer that question. Why is it not working for you?
Right.
And then, secondly, what would be, what's the better picture look like? I mean, if you're, that's a.
So basically what he's asking
thing that
is.
You have to define.
Do you leave a situation where you're going to be in a feather bed? Or do you go off, fend for yourself, work, and maybe kind of just be a worker bee for the rest of your life?
Those are the questions that you need to ask yourself.
Right. And that's
and what is your priority? I mean, does the comfort and money that you don't have to worry about that side, the pros and cons, does that outweigh what's going on? Now, he said, is he –
He's 30? Under 30. I'm
they're
guessing.
Under 30.
Sounds like.
Then, here's one other thing.
Yeah.
You can always pick up the pieces after the
– After the people
yeah,
die.
That doesn't mean you're – if you decide to leave on that situation, that doesn't mean you're going to be – living in a double wide or,
maybe.
Going spiraling downward.
Hmm.
Unless he does, I'd have to know his ambition.
He sounds like he has none.
No.
He sounds like his ambition is a funeral. He wants
right.
to go to a funeral. That's tough. He married into what he thought was money. And it's not, I can, from what I'm reading, he's not miserable. He's just like, yeah.
Why'd it go south?
Not really feeling it. I don't think it's gone south to the point where it's just blech. It's just blech.
It's kind of played itself out.
He's bored. It sounds like a guy who's bored.
You're young enough to be able to rebound from that.
Or stick it out
Yep.
And maybe the money will fix your relationship.
Yeah. Well, no,
No?
That's a long shot there. Usually.
At least you get that. Yeah. It's when you get divorced and you got all that cash. You stick around for the payoff. It's kind of like going to work. Nobody really wants to do it. You do it for the money.
It's, you know, so you can maybe stick around for that and then take your half afterwards.
Yeah, they're always saying marriage is work, so make it your job. So go there, work every day for the big payoff in the end. It's a terrible way to do it, but, I mean, people have been doing it for years. Tons of people have been doing it. Think of it. Every professional athlete has been duped by this very same prospect. As a girl that says she loves him beforehand, and then when he gets the big contract, she's out the door and he's got to give it to her based on his abilities. He's the one throwing the 101-mile-an-hour fastball. She somehow or another is entitled to half of that because she stuck around for the first couple of years. I went to the Winter League baseball thing. I saw these women. They exist. So he's a guy who wants to be like them, where she's like, pick a guy. He's going to go pro. When he gets his deal, ice it and walk. Have you seen Basketball Wives? Every one of them's divorced from an NBA player and acts like they accomplished something. And all they did was just blow Scottie Pippen for a couple of years.
This was years ago, but my buddy got married right out of college, and his wife decides to go to law school, and he puts her through law school. And then she found herself falling in love with a former fullback from Notre Dame.
That'll happen.
Took off. So he paid for the law school and everything once she graduated. So long, sucker.
It's been going on since the beginning
of time. It
worked
out okay. He's a billionaire now.
Well, then. Hot diggity. How about that? Well, he got her back with revenge of making billions.
It was years.
Still, enough.
Yeah.
You'd hate to go. I took him for everything he's worth, and then the dude goes off and makes a cool billion.
That's got another thing brewing.
That's a nice way to end
billionaire living in Chicago.
That's really nice. I like that guy.
I got him for $5 million. He was destitute.
Was he?
Not even.
Have you looked him
free
up?
Education.
Let's wiki him for a second.
What? He paid for my nursing school.
That's right. Enjoy your $90,000 a year. He's a billionaire. You could have been nicer and stuck it out and won that lot.
They go to two home games, ND home games a year. Notre Dame, that's all.
That's all she's allowed to get.
A couple of tailgates.
The other billionaire. Meanwhile, considering buying some of Notre Dame.
He went on vacation.
That's a tough one. If you're in a tolerable relationship, like I can get through this, and you got a big payday coming, you got to wait for people to die. I hate that. That's an under 30-year-old thing. Oh, I've got an uncle who's going to leave me a ton of money, so I never really have to try.
And they lied it out.
But I've never once actually seen the after. You know? I know three people whose kids say that. And they're like, they don't have a rich uncle. I don't know where they're getting. Oh, my uncle on my mom's side's totally loaded. And when he dies, he told me he's going to give me all this stuff.
What?
So that means you don't have to go to school or? Yeah, I'm going to work, but I'm not going to. It's not. In the end, it doesn't matter. I'm going to get all that. And they feel okay with that. Like you're waiting for someone that's going to die. But women do it a lot. It's been a thing for women.
A lot.
They'll stand by and get with an athlete. Now, athletes have the worst of them. Like, they get with those things. And, again, they make TV shows out of it.
Right.
I don't know where I stand on that. There you go. Oh, God. Dear gentlemen, I have an issue I'd like your perspective on. Last week, I bit into a burger and a piece of gristle chipped off a chunk of my crown and caused an infection in my gum line. That infection is now transferred to my tongue. I am a salesman, and the bulk of my day is spent on the phone. Well, I sound like one of those idiots on Brady's Insta with dental numbing. You got that going on your Instagram?
Something that would be.
Yeah, it would be. Like people drugged and sleepy talking would be the most exciting thing.
Which would get you in trouble.
Yeah, that would be exciting. Charlie
bit me.
Only about one of every six words is intelligible. How do I wait this out? Do I take a leave of absence? Keep in mind, someone will have to service my clients, which as a shark doesn't excite me, as they'll steal them from me. Do I ask my clients to conduct biz via email for the foreseeable future? Help me out. Or rather, habubatu. He actually wrote what he says. He must have speak to text on that one. Or rather, habubatu. Happy birthday, baby. I don't want to tell you about it.
Hi, I would like to.
It's like.
So you'd like four cases?
Hello, sir? But my name is David Ha. I work at Hubba Baby there. But they like to buy advertising time in our broadcast facility.
Can we get David to the dentist, please?
Our message is clear and precise. We would love to have you a part of our family.
We'll take good care of you.
No thanks. I'll go over there at that Chino Bandito show that does hip-hop talk, because you're crazy.
They can speak.
Brady, what should he do?
Recover.
Yeah.
I know the fear of losing your clients.
You were a sales guy.
Yeah. You've got the skills. Your clients aren't going to go anywhere.
You don't
and
know
if
that.
They do.
Then you didn't have the
clients?
Skills.
Yeah. Is that the client that you want?
Somebody to jump ship.
I like this new guy a lot more than you.
He speaks very clearly.
But you won't, you'll just, if you don't go through the healing right now,
yeah,
it could take a lot longer.
Yeah, it just gets worse. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, your tongue will rot off, and then what? Yeah, right. Get yourself fixed up. Maybe do some only email stuff. Tell them I got my jaw worked on, I can't talk, but that kind of thing. By the way, Michael has made a good point. He says, John, how do you know blowing an NBA player isn't an accomplishment? You know what? There's truth to that. That NBA wise thing. If you were with one of those NBA players, you probably deserve that because you're never going to be with a normal man again. Like, you've been blown out. So maybe they do deserve a few bucks walking away.
In the order of pro athletes, would you say NBA as far as
NBA, NFL?
Stability. Because you.
Stability?
Well, because that stat of NFL players after they leave doing that or become, 80%
broke? Yeah, broke. Well, that's mostly because of a divorce somewhere in the middle of that.
Or they live a certain lifestyle.
Baseball players are the most stable. I'm saying the ones that do the most body damage to a woman, NBA, NFL, boxing, people forget about that one. And then hockey and then baseball. And then jockeys.
Jockeys?
Yeah, they're way down on the list.
Yeah.
They're not.
They're on the list.
They're on the list as guys who make tons of money, and they always have hot girlfriends, which tells me they're in it for the cash.
Do they make money?
Oh, they do really. Well, not all of them.
Trainer makes all the money.
Jockeys do well.
Golf is up there.
Golf's up there.
Golf's
a good one.
Good money.
And they don't damage the ladies.
Top 100.
That's true. They don't damage the ladies, and often they're spending a lot of money.
Tennis is, but there's just not that many.
But there's no show called Golf Wives. Because those ladies aren't destroyed for their next relationship. NBA Wives tells me, and when I left Scotty, she's mad because that thing can never be used properly again. It's like somebody pounded out a hanger steak in the middle of it and left it for dead. And now she's got to go show that to a new guy?
Rejuvie.
Somebody took a bath and mashed it with a hammer. And now I got to go show this to a I'm getting half. Finally, dear Brady, I've been divorced two times. I think at this point it's me. The girl I'm currently seeing is putting the heat on. 3 years in, I truly have a phobia of marriage. She's saying it's me or it's now or we can't do it, and I don't think that's fair. She's never been married before, and that's why it's not fair. She wants to experience the marriage. I'm not sure I can go through this again. What would you do, Scott?
Ultimatum is never good.
Yeah. You're going to divorce her anyway. Just let her go now before you have to pay.
Do the right thing.
Why would you force yourself into marriage when you know you're no good at it and then be legally obligated to pay her later? When she's telling you now, I got it. Yeah. If she's doing the ultimatum, run. It's this way or we're done. Okay. I bet she stays. They try that. But if you're a two-time loser in divorce or in marriage, that hat trick is.
It works.
You don't want it. No, it doesn't. You don't want that third one. Just date him. Just live with him. Say, this is it. This is as far as I can go. I'm terrible at marriage.
I want legal obligation.
Well, then you're talking to the wrong dude because I can't.
No paperwork.
I can't do the paper. You're not
That's
doing
always a tough one, too. He's got two under his belt.
Yeah.
And he's dating a rookie.
Right.
Never been married.
Who's got to have the dream.
Yep.
She's going to ask for kids, too, by the way.
Yeah, that's
if she's got that on her. If she's got to have the marriage, she's going to have that. You're going to need to do that. And then you got that going.
And you can have paperwork. Lisa and I have paperwork with the house and stuff
like that.
But that's not something that's something we can walk away from more easily than a marriage.
Yeah, you drop two. The third one, you should be able to not do it.
If I guess he has a question. Maybe I'm not good at it. I'm not sure. Well, if the first two were because of the same reasons, then maybe you are, you know, maybe you won't get over that fact.
You strike out twice and you start feeling like, you know what, I think I'm no good at this.
It all depends on the situation.
Still.
I mean, one could have gone off the grid, off the...
You could.
To loony land.
You could try it again, but after two...
You might be bad at it.
You just might. It just might. You know what? And if you're feeling like I'm bad at it, then don't force yourself into one and say, well, because you're just going to get divorced anyway. So break up with her now and watch how fast she goes. No, I don't want to go. So this is the way it has to be. I understand. If you want to be married, you got to do that with someone else. It's the same thing with kids. When a girl's like, I want to have kids and you don't force her to talk you into that. If you don't, if you don't want kids and she does, those are two. You can't start making people thinking, I really don't want to do this. That's crazy. People are more, they're more strict about like, I want a dog and she doesn't. And they don't get a dog. But with people, it's like, no, she wanted a baby, so I put it in there.
Can't stop a moving train.
Yes, you can. You can get out of the way of one.
You got to.
You can step away and the train will go right by and you won't see the train anymore. People. We're all a mess.
Some people.
There's some people. I hate people. There's some argument to just say beat off on the internet. I think, you know what? Elson might be Elson might be right. Just whack off on the internet. There's no babies.
If you look at it through that lens, look, you're absolutely right.
You're having
right.
a good
look.
Time. Nobody's mad. Make sure everybody's
nobody's
consenting.
Hurt.
That lady even wrote a letter saying, I was totally in on this. In fact, I pushed for it, so this is great for me, too. It's just going to cause trouble at home. Or maybe not. Family might be into it. Who knows? There you go. That, my friends, is what Brady did. It's 98KUPD.
Big, red, badass.
What? What did you just say?
Badass. 98KUPD.